And this day he bought three. He pulled out three feathers and gave them to the peddler. Every day he was so happy. Because from now on he didn't have to look hard to find rats and mice. Every day someone would send them right to his doorstep.
但是你知道啊, 经过一个礼拜以后, 两个礼拜以后, 这是老鹰啊, 变成怎样的一只老鹰?
But do you know what happened to this eagle after two or three weeks?
它变成一只光秃秃的老鹰啊。
He became a featherless, naked eagle.
不见过的魔门啊, 都没有毛了,
no feathers.
哇塞, 我没有毛, 我不会了。
Found out he couldn't fly anymore.
从那个时候开始啊, 他每天啊, 都在吃那个地上的那些小虫。
And from that day on, he had to eat bugs and insects on the ground.
我读了这个故事以后啊, 我觉得我们人类啊, 常常跟这只老鹰一样。
After I read that story, I felt like oftentimes we people are very much like that eagle.
因为神用他的形象造我们人类。
Because we are made in the image of God.
我们人在所有的世界当中，我们是最尊贵的。
We are the most noble of all the animals upon the earth.
我们人好像那只老鹰，有很漂亮的羽毛。
We are just like an eagle with beautiful feathers.
我们能够飞。
We can fly.
我们是很漂亮的一只老鹰。
We are just like a beautiful eagle.
但是现在这个世界很厉害啊。 它就慢慢地来拔掉你那些非常珍贵的东西。
But the world around us is clever, and it will pull those feathers out from you one at a time.
我最近读了一个报告啊, 他说,
I read a report recently.
这个, 什么叫做鹰,有人问醒啊, 鹰自带的两个翅膀呢?
I read a report, what are the two wings of the E generation?
我们都是E generation啊,
We're all E generation people.
我们都有一对的翅膀。
We all have two wings.
这两只翅膀如果你有的时候，你就能够飞。
If you have two wings, you can fly.
如果你缺少一只啊，你不能飞。
If you're lacking one wing, you cannot fly.
这两只翅膀是什么呢？
What are those two wings?
第一个是原则。
The first one is character.
第二个就是你的信誉。
And the second is reputation.
如果你少这两个啊，你就不能飞。
If you don't have those two, you cannot fly.
你的生活不会快乐。
Your life will not be happy.
信誉呢，就是把人格表现出来，就是信誉。
Reputation is the expression of our character.
我读了这一段以后啊，我有一个很大的发现。
I discovered something after I read about this article.
我马上想到。 刚才我们所读的圣经啊，箴言22:1-9。
I thought about Proverbs chapter 22 verses 1 to 6.
箴言22:1-9讲什么呢？
What does that verse say?
它讲什么？ 我们来看哈，箴言22:1-9，一上去哈。
Proverbs 22 verse 1.
这边讲到说，信誉比财富宝贵。
A good name is more desirable than great riches.
人格比金银可羡慕。
To be esteemed is better than silver or gold.
我读了以后，我说，到了E generation才发现这个，圣经早就有了，早就记在圣经里面了。
After I read this verse in the Bible, I thought, now only in the E generation have we discovered this. The Bible had it long ago.
为什么我们很注重章数呢？你看。 在E generation才发现这个，圣经里面早就记载了，早就有了。
Why do we emphasize Sunday school? The E generation is just finding this out now, but in the Bible it's there long ago.
那今天呢，我们要从这一段圣经里面呢，从22:1-16，我们要来看两句句子。
We want to see two things in Proverbs 22:1-6 today.
我们从第三节到第五节，我们要看到有两种指标，我们。 人类有两种指标。
We want to see two kinds of guideposts in verses 3 to 5.
然后第六节到那边呢，讲到有一条正确的道路。
In verse 6, there is a right road.
那我们现在来看那第一节吧。 事实上有两种的指标。
The first thing, there are two kinds of guideposts in this world.
第一个指标就是以自我为中心的指标，第三节、第五节的地方。
The first one is a self-centered guidepost in verses 3 and 5.
那我们要读圣经哈，回去读，我现在不讲这个哈。这边我讲到有三种人，有一个经营人，有一个愚蠢人，还有这个奸诈人。
There are three kinds of people in these verses. A prudent man, a simple man, and a wicked man.
而且这三种人的结果，圣经里面记得很清楚，我现在不讲。
And we're not going to talk about how the result of all those three kinds of people, but the Bible tells us very clearly what it is.
还有第一种人呢，他是以什么为中心？
There's a second kind of person. What does that person take as his center?
我们如果看第四节的地方，看到他是以上帝为中心的指标。
This person takes God as his center.
你听了一下说，牧师啊，你一直讲指标，讲的到底有跟没有有什么区别呢？
And you may be listening and say, Pastor, you're talking about having this guidepost and not. What's the difference between having a God-centered guidepost and not having one?
你知道指标好像什么呢？好像以上帝为中心，好像这个东西啊，有中心的时候啊，你让它旋转了，它绝对没有问题。
Having a guidepost is like having that center post in that CD right there. It turns around really nice and smooth.
如果呢，你以人为中心啊，你看这边有一个小洞哈、啊。如果以人为中心的时候啊，它会产生怎样的现象？它不能旋转了。
If you take man as the center of your life, that's like one of those little holes farther off the center, and the CD cannot spin properly.
所以我们可以看到，以上帝为中心的时候，以上帝为指向的时候，跟以自我为指向的时候，那个差距啊是非常的大。
So we can see there's a great difference between taking God as the center of your life and having a self-centered life.
这边还讲到什么？如果你以上帝为中心的指标的时候，他是这种人是什么呢？他是一个敬畏上帝、心存谦卑的人。
If you take God as the center of your life, you have the fear of the Lord in your heart.
他呢就可以得到什么？得到富有、尊荣、生命。
If you take God as the center, humble heart, fear the Lord, you will have wealth, honor, and life as the result.
一个人他能够接受神，这位奇妙的神在他身上，他是一个最富有的人。
If someone can take God as their center of their life, they become a rich man.
他当然成为一个非常尊贵的人啊，因为他有上帝，有神在他身上，当然是最尊贵的人啊。
They have honor because God is the center of their life.
当然他是一个有生命的人啊，因为上帝是生命的源头。
And of course, they have life because God is the source of life.
我不久前啊，我很喜欢这古典音乐。
Not long ago, I really enjoyed classical music.
所以我常常会去读这些音乐家的他的生平。
I used to read about these musicians.
有一次我读到这个巴哈他的这个生平的时候
I read about the life of Bach one time
我非常受感动为什么呢
I was very moved
因为他每一次他要作曲的时候
Because every time he wanted to write a piece of music
他在那个刚开始的时候他写说主啊请你帮助我我现在开始作曲了主啊请你帮助我
On the top of the score he would write LordHelp me as I write this music.
他开始写，写完以后呢，他最后的时候，他就写说：“主啊，我把这一所曲子献给你。”
And after he'd written that musical score, at the bottom he would write, "Lord, I offer this music to you."
所以从巴哈的角度他来看呢、啊，创作的目的是要荣耀神。
From the perspective of Bach.Creativity is to honor and glorify God.
你看，巴哈他为什么他能够这样做呢？因为他心里面敬畏上帝，他存着一个谦卑的心。
Why is Bach able to do this? Because he fears the Lord in his heart. He has a humility of his heart.
所以我读他的生平的时候，我可以看到巴哈这个人啊，他的一生是富有的，他是尊贵的，他是一个敬畏神、具有一个生命的人。
As I read about the life of Bach, I realized that he was a man of wealth, of honor, and life.
我读了以后啊，我自己也在神面前这样祷告。
After I read about Bach, this is what I prayed.
主啊，我现在要预备一篇讲章。
Lord, I'm going to prepare to preach.
主啊，求你帮助我。
Lord, help me.
我预备好了以后，我说主啊，我把这一篇讲章放在你们面前，求你来 check。
After I finished writing, I put the sermon before the Lord and asked the Lord to check it.
我希望我这篇讲章呢能够荣耀你。
I hope that this sermon can glorify you.
其实我们做每件事情都是这样啊。
Everything we do is like that.
医生要开刀以前，主啊，求你帮助我。
If you're a doctor, a surgeon before you operate, Lord help me.
开刀完了以后，主啊，我把这个一切的荣耀，你给我有这么好的这个技术，把这些荣耀我献给你。
After you've operated, Lord, I give the glory and honor for this skill you've given me to you.
我希望我们的唱诗班长每次在唱歌的时候先祷告，祷告主啊，求你帮助我今天所要献的诗歌。
Before the choir sings a number in the worship service, they should pray, Lord help me.
献完了以后，主啊，把这首歌归荣耀给你。
And after they've sung, they give the glory to God.
如果我们可以这样做，在家庭，在做什么都可以这样做。
If we can do this in our families, wherever we are, we can do this.In everything we do.
连生孩子都可以用啊。
And even when you're having a baby, you can do this.
要生孩子以前的主啊，求你帮助你。
Lord, help me before the baby's born.
孩子生出来说啊，主啊，我把这个孩子献给你。
And after the baby's born, Lord, I give this baby to you.
这种人生是什么呢？他是一个敬畏上帝、心存谦卑的人生啊。
What kind of a life is this? It's a life of fearing the Lord.
他一定会在一生里面，他有富有、有尊荣、有生命。
God will reward you with wealth, honor, and life.
好，我们现在呢来看，今天如果我们不以上帝为中心的时候，我们活着啊，实在。
Let us take a look and see what our life would be like without God as the center.
我现在有一张表哈，来看出我们如果不相信上帝的时候，我们每天这样活的时候，你有多少的价值？
We're going to take a look at a certain table here that will illustrate what our worth is without God in our life.
这边讲到说，人体的原料啊，只是脂肪水。
How much are the chemical elements of our body worth?
那这些东西我就不用想了，什么氧多少、碳多少，就做啊，这边那个再一下去了，就不用想，就碳就好了哈。
We're not going to read every chemical name off and say how much percentage it is, how much oxygen, carbon, hydrogen, etc.
那是不是我从那个 Cincinnati 的这 University 一个生物学的教授他所报告的，我把它拿出来。
This is a report from Professor Tashiro from Cincinnati University.
好，我们现在来看他这个研究啊，他说值多少钱，好吗
？How much is it worth according to his research?
他说人体的原料值啊，97分含连一块钱都不值。
The chemicals of a human body are only worth 97 cents, not even $1.
这当然到，如果你现在死掉的时候，你只有值。不到一块钱了，我也是一样的。
If I die, will you sell the chemicals of my body?
但是你知道啊，现在白通道非常有价值，为什么？为什么
？Minister West is very valuable. You know why?
因为它里面它有生命。
Because he has life inside of him.
他的价值就是在这个地方。
That is where my worth is.
我们可以看到生命的内涵是比肉体啊更宝贵。
Life is then more precious than just mere flesh.
从前有一位牧师啊，他告诉我他教会里面啊有一个真正的天神化身。
There was a pastor that told me a true story from his ministry.
他说他教会里面呢
，He told me in his church
有一个青年人，他很喜欢来教会。
There was a young person that really loved to come to church.
但是他的父亲呢非常反对。
But his father was against him going to church.
如果看到他的孩子到教会的时候回来就骂他。
If He saw his child going to church, he would scold him when he came home.
他说啊，我所走的路啊，比你走的桥还要长啊。
So the road that I have walked is longer than any bridge that you've crossed.
他算的对不对？我刚才还没有数清，对不对？算对算对吧？
老师。Did I translate it right? Those of you who understand it.
我吃的盐巴比你吃的米还要多。
He said that he has eaten more salt than I've eaten rice. Do you believe him?
所以你看啊，这个年轻人啊，他每次回来的时候，他爸爸说，他就告诉他，我非常有经验的，我告诉你，那个宗教是迷信的。
And when that son came home after church, the father would tell him, I have more life experience than you. Religion is superstition.
人死了就算了。
If you die, that is the end.
他每次都是在 repeat 这个，宗教是迷信，这是无聊的人啊，才上教会。
Every time he'd come back, he'd repeat the same story to the son.Religion is superstition. It's only those who are bored with nothing to do that go to church.
人死了就算了。
When you die, that's just the end.
那这个孩子是非常听话，是非常听爸爸的话的一个好孩子。
And this son was a good son, and he listened carefully to what his father said.
你知道有一天啊，他爸爸在上班的时候接到一个紧急的电话。
One day the father was at work and he received an emergency phone call.
赶快去医院，你的孩子自杀了。
Hurry to the hospital. Your son has committed suicide.
现在他赶到医院的时候，他孩子已经死了。
When he got to the hospital, the son was already dead.
他留了一张遗书啊。
And he left a suicide note.
他说：“爸爸，我每天活得非常的痛苦。”
Said, Dad, I lived in torment every day.
既然人这么痛苦啊，我干脆早点离开了。
Since this life is just suffering, why not leave it a little earlier?
他最后还写爸爸妈妈再见哈。
And the last on the note said, Dad, Mom, goodbye.
他又把那个 goodbye 啊，那个再见把它换一水了，把它去掉。
Actually, in the bottom, goodbye says, see you again, but he crossed that off and.
因为没有永生嘛，当然就不能再见了。
Because there's no eternal life, he would never see them again.
然后他写下什么？永别啊，永远啊，永远，永远离别，永别啊。
Crossed off, see you again, and on the bottom wrote, I'll never see you again.
然后他都写他的名字。
Wrote his name.
哇，他的爸爸一看啊，特别看到那个把那个再见啊去掉，下面写永别啊，哇，他哭的。
When the father saw that.See you again, crossed out, and on the bottom written above his son's name, I'm gone forever. He began to weep tears.
他爸爸说：“我害他。”
The father said to himself,
我把那个毒素啊，不对的思想毒素，我放在我的孩子的这个思想里面。
I've given him the wrong thinking.
我错了。
I'm wrong.
我把这个毒的东西毒的这种思想啊，灌在他的思想里面了。
I poisoned his mind.
哎呀，如果那个时候他到教会，我不反对他，现在不晓得多好。
If I had not opposed him when he went to church, what might have been the result now?
其实今天多少说我们做父母亲的，常常把这些毒素啊，每天在 repeat， 在灌在我们的孩子的这思想上面。
How many times we as parents poison the minds of our sons and daughters repeatedly?
圣经里面所讲的每一句话都是有营养的。
Every word in the Bible is nutrition for us.
都是会使我们产生力量。
It always gives us power and strength.
那作者说，你说，哎，牧师，怎么我一翻开圣经我就想睡觉呢？
But you say, Pastor, why when I open the Bible to read it, do I want to go to sleep?
这不是圣经的问题啊，是你的问题啊。
This is not the problem of the Bible, it's your problem.
我读圣经，我读的一读，我阅读，我一赞美神，我每次看翻开圣经，连一节圣经啊，我都读的，哎呀，里面有这么多的内容。
When I read the Bible, the more I read it, the more I find, the more I discover in this Bible, the more I praise God, the more it gives back to me.
昨天呢， 9月9号在那个洛湖啊，举行洛杉矶所有的这个教会的这个敬老日啊。
Yesterday, September 9th at ESCLA, they had the 敬老日。It was the people, the elders meeting, the people for senior citizens, a meeting for senior citizens.
Yeah, respect them,
respect senior citizens.
那我在那个会里面呢，他要我去那个讲道。
And I was there to preach at that meeting.
我就讲一节。
I just preached one verse.
我下来的时候啊，有人告诉我说：“牧师啊，怎么你那一节你能够讲得这么好啊？”
And when I came down.After the meeting, someone said to me, Pastor, how can you just take one verse and preach so good from that?
各位，不是圣经的问题，是我们的问题啊。
Brothers and sisters, it's not the problem in the Bible, it's the problem in us.
我们为什么要来上主日学呢？
Why do we want to come to Sunday school?
我们为什么这么用心在把上帝的话要教导出去呢？
Why do we want to use so much effort to teach the Word of God?
各位，我们实在要心存谦卑，敬畏神，来到他的面前，求他的帮助。
Because we must be humble and fear the Lord and come before Him.
那我们现在来看这一段圣经里面的第六节啊，这个节讲什么？刚才讲两种选择，现在讲一条圣路。
Let's look at verse 6 in Proverbs chapter 22.
第六节这个地方啊，讲到说，你要从孩童到年老啊，一直要教导他们。
The right road.From establish that lifelong learning from childhood to old age.
所以学习啊是要怎样终身的学习？你要设定终身的学习。
We need to learn all of our life long.
我们教会啊，每一季都开十几班啊。
Every quarter we have 10 some classes in our church.
我们在教会里面有很多机会，我们可以学习上帝的话语。
There's many opportunities to learn God's word.
我希望。除了礼拜天听讲到以后，我们还继续要来忠心的学习上帝的话语。
Besides coming on during worship time on Sunday morning, we need to take many other opportunities to learn God's word.
因为这是非常重要的。
This is so important.
我现在举一个例子。
I'll give you an example.
好，我现在到那个店里面了，我去买一个机器回来。
I went and bought a chainsaw.
好，我买回来以后，我因为我看到隔壁的，哦，他们在技工是很快很快，但我用手指太慢。
I saw my neighbor was sawing down trees and it was so fast with a chainsaw, but the one I was using by hand was so slow.
所以我买回来的时候，我一个赶快要用，是不是
？So when I bought this chainsaw and brought it back home, the first thing I do is just start using it right away, right?
但是我把那个箱子一打开的时候啊，上面换了一个什么东西啊
？But when I opened the box, on top of there, there was what was there on the top?
说明书啊。
Instructions.
他还第一页写说还没有用以前啊，把这个收集好。
The first page said, "Before you use it, read the instructions."
我说管他的，真的这么简单，一插就开始用了。
And I said, ah, it's so simple, I just plug it in and I can use it.
他还写说你一定要很小心啊。
But on the instruction it says, be very careful.
因为有人就是不读这个，他发生很大的意外。
Because some people don't read the instructions and they have a lot of big accidents.
哎，为什么要读呢？
Why should we read that?
因为写这个的人啊，他是设计这个。
Because the one that wrote the instructions designed the saw.
他设计你怎样来使用的时候是最安全。
And he knows how to use it so that it will be very safe.
因为他设计的时候，他的功能在什么地方？你读了以后，你会发挥它最好的功能。
He designed it. He knows all the functions. And if you read the instructions, you'll know the functions of this saw.
如果你读了这个以后啊，你这个器具可以用得很久。
If you read the instructions, you can use this saw a long, long time.
那我说一定要读的。
I'm going to read it.
因为我为了安全。
For safety's sake.
我为了能够发生最好的功能。
So I can get the best use of my saw.
我能够用的最久，我一定要读。
so I can keep my saw in good condition a long, long time.
哎，各位，是谁创造我们人类呢？
Brothers and sisters, who created man?
这位全能者创造我们每一个人。
Almighty God created all of us.
我们要了解自己。
We have to understand ourselves.
我们要在这个世界上要活得非常有意义。
That way our life is very meaningful in this world.
你要先读这本圣经。
So you should read the Bible.
因为这本圣经是你要活在这个世上最重要必须读的一本说明书。
Because this is our instruction book, the most important book for our lives.
你读了，你的一生绝对安全。
When you read this book, your life will be safe.
你读了，你的一生里面你会发挥最好的功能。
When you read this book, you're going to make the best use of your life.
你读了以后，我甚至你的一生会非常有意义。
And when you read this book, your life will be filled with meaning.
这个讲起来，读了很多的书啊，特别在神学里面读宗教比较多。
I read comparative religion books when I was in seminary.
因为我有一段时间呢，我也是年轻的时候也是非常狂拜上帝啊，我以为这本是这么小小的，人家那个其他的那个经典都是这么厚，这边有什么东西吗？
And when I was young, I used to be rebellious against God. I thought this little Bible, just a little thin book, all the books of the other religions are so much more. What's in this Bible to beat all of that?
所以有一段时间啊，我几乎也是离开教会。
So there was a certain time in my life when I almost had left the church.
所以我那个时候就是一个说好，我要把一切的那个从前啊，从出生到现在一些影响我的那些因素把它放下来，我要重新来开始。
And there was a time in my life when I was going to put behind me everything I'd learned as a child and start all afresh.
所以每种宗教我都去研究，我去读。
And I researched all the different religions.
最后我还是回来自己圣经。
But at last, I came back to the Bible.
这本圣经是神的话。
Because this is God's Word.
其他的宗教的经典非常好，是人的知识。
Other religious books may be very good, but that is human wisdom.
这本是要怎样呢？我们来看啊，这本圣经是什么？
What is the Bible?
主要的目的啊，不是要加添我们知识啊。
The purpose of the Bible is not to increase our knowledge,
而是要改变我们的生命，
but to change our lives.
我再讲一次，我们在这边读圣经清晨的话语啊，不是你这边听啊，听了以后啊，不是要加添你的知识，而是要改变我们的生命。
I'll say it again, it's not to increase our knowledge, but so that our lives can be changed. That's why we read the Bible.
比如说我也害怕。
Sometimes I'm afraid.
我害怕什么呢？
What am I afraid of?
这个教会里面有一些人从小来到这个教会。
There's people in the church that have been in the church from the time they were small.
但是呢，他一生里面啊，在教会里面多少球啊。
But all their lives they've just been going back and forth.
不喜欢上帝的话语。
They don't want God's word.
牧师，你讲什么我都知道啊。
Pastor, I know everything you're going to say.
他知识有圣经的知识有啊，有一点点的。
They know they have some knowledge about what the Bible says.
但是生命没有改变。
But their lives haven't.
我怕这种会有。
I am afraid of that kind of member.
老油条。
Those old members that just seem to know everything.
这个，如果一个人来教会这么久的生命没有改变，是老油条。
If someone has been in church all their life up till they're getting old and their life hasn't changed, that's useless.
我最怕这个人。
And I'm afraid of that.
你讲圣经，他也知道。
If I teach the Bible, he knows it.
其实讲知道是知道一点点的。
Just knows a little bit.
其实讲起来，有的时候我跟我们的会友说，哦，某某人他很知道圣经。
Sometimes I hear somebody in our congregation say, so and so, they really know the Bible.
在我心里面说，其实啊，他讲这句话，典型就是非常没有常识。
But I, in my heart, I'm saying, actually, when they say that, they really don't have a lot of experience.
你去那个神学里面那些教授啊，一生人一直读圣经，一直研究。你说，哎，教授啊，你一年就这样读这样研究，你圣经都很熟哈。
But you go to the seminary where those professors have been teaching the Bible all their life, and you go and ask that professor, are you really, really familiar with the whole Bible?
他一定要告诉你，我阅读啊，我觉得我懂得太少太少太少。
And that professor will certainly tell you, the more I read it, the more I realize I don't know.
所以我们不要想说某某人啊来教会他四十年很熟，没有这种人啊，没有。是你越读越认识，你会觉得这圣经啊，你懂得太少。
And so we really cannot say so and so is really familiar with the whole contents of the Bible. We come to understand the more we read it, the more treasures we can get out of it.
我们的 Sunday School 啊，不是在这边在加深我们的知识，乃是通过圣经的话语在改变我们的生命。
And so our Sunday School is not just to increase knowledge of the Bible.But it's to cause our lives to change.
然后你接着你一定要问说，哎，牧师，那你小的时候，你圣经里面呢？你说那个说明书啊，到时候说明书你能不能简单的来讲讲那个说明书的那个简单的内容啊？
And you say, Pastor, after all of this, can you just simply tell me what is the contents of this instruction book?
好，我现在来讲这本圣经里面，如果你读的时候。有很简单的很简单的哈一个说明说明
And I just want to tell you very simply what the Bible's talking about.
圣经里面是讲到一个整全一个人整全的方向。
The Bible is talking about having a holistic direction for our lives.
圣经里面讲到说要教导他们来说正路正路哈正路上。
To teach us to walk the right road.
什么是正路呢？我们现在来看看这个下面。
What is the right road? Let's see what's next. What comes next?
好，这个地方啊，这本圣经里面最主要、最主要，你如果读的时候，它讲到有四个很要紧的事情。你这个引刷里面看的时候，有四个事情。
There's four things in here that are very important.
与你的关系。
First.Your relationship with yourself.
与别人的关系。
Second, your relationship with others.
与物质的关系，与你所生活的物质周围的关系。
Your relationship with nature or your environment.
与上帝的关系。
And your relationship with God.
好，我今天我不会讲全场的关于这方面了，这方面是在三年级我们可以教哈，但是我就是把那大概你可以看到，你读圣经你知道有一个方有一个方向。
I'm not going to talk a long time about this. That's what we can learn in our Sunday school classes. We're just going to give a simple direction for it right now.
圣经里面讲到自己呢，我们有讲到说真善美是不是？我们在一生里面我们在求真善美嘛哈，原你真你在是物质是真。于人是善，于自己是求美。
The Bible talks about beauty, goodness, and truth.
但是这个还不够，还要求圣，是与上帝的关系，求圣。
But just those three is not enough. We also have to have holiness, our relationship with God.
这边我讲到我们人自己有感性，你读圣经以后，你怎样来处理你自己的这种感性的问题？你与别人你要处理德性的问题，在物质上呢，这些东西你在知道这个知性，然后跟上帝的关系是一种连接。
The Bible also talks about our emotional nature. How do we handle our emotions? It talks about our moral nature, our rational nature, which is our relationship with the world around us.
So,
and finally, it talks about spirituality, which is our relationship to God.
So, 那些看到。还有我们人，一个人他越读神的话语啊，他一定会成为一个非常有 quality 的一个人。一定。
The more you read the Bible, the more you become a quality person.
他越读圣经啊，他的生命一定非常有品质。
Your life will be a very high quality life when you read the Bible.
他越读圣经，在教会里面他会学习团契，或者是在 community 里面这种 fellowship。
And when you read the Bible, you will learn how to be part of a community in the church.
那当然，我们在我们的在我们的工作，我们从这个数值上面，我们去在做研究哈，科技上面哈。
Technology talks about our research and our finding out how to use nature and the forces of nature.
那在跟上帝的关系呢，就是信心。
Faith is our relationship to God.
还有呢，我们从上帝的话语呢，我们一定啊。会有创新。
Because of God's word, we also discover creativity. It's an inspiration to us.
一个会读上帝话的人啊，他一定是一个非常进步的一个人。
If you read the Bible, you will find yourself improving, making progress.
你会读啊，我刚才讲的，我那个讲的第一节啊，是他一直的人去发现的。那个是圣经早就有了，你早就看圣经早就有了，你不要哦，这个Easy Generation这个好心了，这圣经里面找不到，早就有了。
Talk about the E generation a minute ago, but everything that the E generation is really searching for can be found here in the Bible.
所以人际的关系啊，我们可以研究，我们可以服侍神。
Our relationships, we learn them by serving God.
我最后讲一个见证就来结束。
I'm going to tell a testimony in conclusion.
我最近啊，在读一个人的见证啊，他的见证非常感动我。
I was very touched by reading a testimony recently.
是有一个年轻的妈妈。
It's a young mother.
她有两个非常小的孩子。
Had two young children.
非常美满的一个家庭。
A very wonderful, lovely family.
有一天啊，这个妈妈身体不好去看医生了，医生宣布她罹有这个癌症。
One day this mother felt sick and she went to see the doctor and the doctor told her she had cancer.
哇，她听到说啊，她吓了一跳。
When she heard that, she was just scared to death.
她说我都没有预备心呢。
I haven't prepared my heart, she said.
她那时候每天啊，她都在哭。
And every day after that,She was weeping.
她看到她两个非常小的这个孩子，她心里非常难过。
She was so sad whenever she saw her two young children.
她有一位非常好的一个朋友，这个基督徒。
She had a good friend who was a Christian.
她就在电话中啊，她就在谈话中讲一句话。
One day they were on the phone and they said one sentence as they conversed together.
她说啊。妈妈的爱是有限的。
He said, a mother's love is limited.
同意啊。
Do you agree?
因为我爱我的孩子，但是我如果天主我死掉，我的爱有限，我不能继续爱我的孩子了，我要死掉了，我的爱有限。
Yes, my love is limited. I love my children, but because I have cancer, I'm going to die. My love will come to an end.
他说下面那一句。
But the next sentence,
他说：“唯有神的爱是可以永远跟着你的孩子。唯有神的爱是可以永远跟着你的孩子。
Only the love of God will follow your children forever。”
哦，他想到了，是啊，我的爱有限，我要让我的孩子有上帝的爱，因为上帝的爱会跟我的孩子同在。
And she thought, "Yes, my love is limited."I must give God's love to my children because God's love for them is unlimited.
在投胎的时候，他很快，因为我的生命已经有限了，马上带了孩子，带他的丈夫啊，说我们要来教会，要忍受神的爱。
From that time on, she brought her children to church, her husband to church. She said, "We have to go and receive God's love."
大家为她祷告。
Everyone prayed for her. They were concerned about her.
哇，她真的，一读圣经在教会里面呢，她每天都非常喜乐。
And as they read the Bible in the church, she was so happy.
她忘掉她的生病了。
She forgot about her sickness.
你知道，她写这个见证的时候，她是这是我十三年前的时候。
You know, when she wrote that testimony, that was 13 years ago.
她现在写这个见证的时候，她人还在。
But she is still living today.
她说我感谢神。
She said, "I thank God."
我感谢神，透过那个生病以后，让我能够醒过来。
That sickness caused me to wake up.
我希望我们今天在神面前，我们也能够醒过来。
I hope that before God today we can wake up.
好，最后有我用一句话、几句话来做结束。
I give you one sentence in conclusion.
没有道路，就没有奔走的方向。
Without the way, there is no direction to run.
是吧？如果没有路，我就不能走了。
If there's no road, of course I can't go.
各位弟兄姊妹，您有没有找到一条正确的路呢？您有没有路可走呢？
Brothers and sisters, have you found the right road? Do you have a road to go?
或者你一直在那边盘旋闲旋，肯定还找不到一条路呢？
Or are you running in circles? You haven't found the road to go yet.
耶稣说，我就是道路。
Jesus said, I am the way.
耶稣说，我就是道路。
I am the way.
你要信耶稣，耶稣要给你一条正确的路。
Believe in Jesus, he will give you the right road.
让你的人生有路可走。
He will give you a direction in your life.
不好，这边还讲了什么？没有真理就没有知识的可能。
Without the truth, there is no possibility of knowledge.
如果这个世界没有真理，你这个，但是我们有这么多的知识要做什么呢？
If there's no truth, what is all the knowledge going to be used for?
我们从小一直补习，一直读到现在。
We studied from the time we were small,
头这么大，没有真理。
Like we got big heads but no truth in them.
浪费时间了，真的。
Wasting our time.
那个爸爸妈妈所用的补习的都浪费掉。
All that cram school that the mom and dad gave us, it's a waste of time.
耶稣说
，Jesus said,
我就是真理。
I am the truth.
很清楚啊，耶稣说我就是真理啊。
That's very clear. I am the truth.
世界上所有的宗教啊，没有人跟耶稣讲的说我就是真理，只有耶稣讲。
No other religion has said, I am the truth.
真的，耶稣是真理。
Jesus is the truth.
我们需要读很多书，但是我们还需要有真理在我们头脑里面。
We need to learn from many books, but we have to have truth in our head.
知识非常重要。
Knowledge is important.
但是真理更重要。
But truth is more important.
如果没有生命，就没有生活的内涵。
Without the life, there is no content to life.
跟刚才我讲的这位年轻人，他爸爸讲说没有永生，没有永生，就是迷信的，他自杀了。
We talked about the son just a minute ago whose father said, religion is superstition, and the son commits suicide.
没有意义啊。
There was no meaning to life.
这么痛苦。
Just suffering.
死了算了。
So just,Die and be done.
各位，耶稣说，我就是生命。
Brothers and sisters, Jesus said, I am the light.
耶稣要给我们一个永世的生命。
Jesus can give us eternal life.
各位弟兄姊妹，你今天能够来到这个地方，我实在很恭喜我们每一位。
I want to congratulate you for coming to this place.
因为来到神的面前，每一位神要抓住我们。
Because God wants to grab hold of every one of us.
今天神仍然在敲我们的心门啊。
God is knocking at the door of our hearts.
你要有道路可走啊。
Do you want a road to go?
你的生命里面、思想里面要有真理啊。
Do you have truth in your life?
你要有生命啊。
Do you have life inside of you?
你愿意不愿意打开你的心门？
Are you willing to receive Jesus? Open your heart.
接受耶稣基督成为你个人的救主。
To take Jesus as your personal savior.
我们一起低头来祷告。
Let us pray.
各位弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们在神面前安静祷告的时候。
Let us be silent before God and pray.
我希望您也在他面前也这样恭敬的祷告。
I ask that you be praying now.
今天是一个机会。
There is an opportunity today.
你向主说主啊。
You can say, Lord,
求你今天就进到我的生命里面。
Come into my life today.
我要接受你。
I want to receive you.
我不再徘徊了。
I'm not going to waver any longer.
我要来到你的面前。
I want to come before you.
求你帮助我。
Help me.
求你帮助我。
Help me.
好像这个巴哈一样说求你帮助我。
Just like Bach said, help me.
我们当中有哪一位很需要耶稣基督成为你个人救主的？
Is there anyone here who would like to receive Jesus as your Savior?
今天你能够提起你的手来。
Can you raise your hand?
我要为你特别的祷告。
I want to pray especially for you.
有没有人在神面前说，主啊，我现在在这个地方，我需要。
Is there anyone here who would say, Lord, I need you today?
请你能够提起你的手来。
Raise your hand.
我们当中有人你在圣灵放下来哈，我们当中有人是在圣灵中失望，我很软弱，我虽然信你，我在教会里面快要成为老油条了，我在你面前求你帮助我。
Is there anyone else here said I've been in church all my life and it's becoming old hat to me?
有没有人在圣灵中失望？我需要。
And you want to say, Lord, I need you.
请你也举起你的手来。
Raise your hand too.
感谢主。Thank you. 我希望我在教会里面我真的能够成为一个真的你所喜悦的一个基督徒。
And I really want to become a Christian that is pleasing to you.
我需要特别的祷告。
I need your special prayer.
有这种人。
Is there anyone like that?
请你我举起你的手来。
I ask you also raise your hand. We're going to pray for you. You may put it down. You may put your hands down. Thank God. Thank God.
好，我们一起在神面前。
Let us pray.
主耶稣
Lord Jesus,
你在我们当中
You are among us.
你最清楚我们每个人的需要
You are the clearest about what our needs are.
今天早上在这个地方
Today,
这是你感动我们来到你的面前
It is you who have brought us to this place.
因为你爱我们
Because you love us.
因为你要把天上的福气祝福要放在我们的人生当中
Because you want to put all the blessings of heaven into our earthly life here
希望你今天帮助我
We ask that you help us today
特别刚才有举手的这几位弟兄姊妹希望你都看见
Lord you saw those who raised their hands a moment ago
从你依照你的需要把你的权柄荣耀就降临在他们的身上
We ask that according to your power and authority, you would help them according to their needs.
让我们在一生当中没有浪费我们的时间
So that we may not be wasting our time in this life.
我们更要殷勤的来读你的话语
We want to read your word diligently, learning.
学习你的话语
Learn your word.
我们在你面前这样恭敬的祷告
We pray in Jesus' name.
都是奉主耶稣基督的圣名Amen.
Amen.
Yes, and you.